On this episode, we're talking the holidays at Universal Orlando Resort. Today is Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. This is episode 420 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, at-home live streams, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, and a whole lot more, visit WonderlandCrew.com and check out our Patreon group. And then finally, if you're looking ahead to 2022 and beyond and getting ready to plan that Disney Universal vacation, maybe go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, check out MSMEars.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience, and fill out a form for a free quote. Merry Christmas, Rhonda.
Is that what you say, or Merry Christmas Eve?
No, we're not getting into that. We're recording this on Christmas Eve, if you want to really get into it.
No. I say Merry
Christmas.
But do you say
at any time during the holiday season, I would say, or Happy Holidays to those that do not celebrate Christmas. Happy Holidays to you. Merry Christmas to everybody else.
Kwanzaa.
Yep. Every that's where you can just blanket all of them with Happy Holidays. Yep. No, I mean, we've been plenty of places today and people say Merry Christmas, but is that just because they won't see us on Christmas? You wouldn't say Merry Christmas on Saturday if I don't see you.
Random guy at
Publix. So it is Christmas Eve, and we don't take time off from the podcast, so we're putting out an episode on Christmas Eve, and we figured why not talk still about the holidays. And we're going to talk about the holidays at Universal. And Rhonda, what are the dates of the holiday celebration at Universal Orlando Resort?
They run from November 13th to January 2nd.
Yeah, so even though this is coming out on December 24th, Christmas Eve, there is still some time to enjoy this.
Yep.
If you are visiting during that time,
yes.
Heads up for anybody heading to Universal after December 24th, right before we hit record. It was announced that beginning December 24th, they will be going back to masks for all guests indoors, in queues, and on attractions. So if you are packing right now for Universal to maybe head down, you know, kind of for like New Year's or right after Christmas, just be aware of that and make sure you pack some masks.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll be selling them back in the stores again. I'm just going to real quick talk first, because unfortunately you guys did not get to enjoy this, but it's the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular over in Islands of Adventure. I really tried to get you guys to it. We just, last weekend we were bouncing back and forth between Disney and Universal. The things we didn't get to do were 100% on me. My planning did not go to plan. And we ended up missing both nights being able to check this out. But the holiday, Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular is an incredible, live stage show. It is the retelling of the story of the Grinch and Whoville.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is, of course, very much as they do in Universal, the Jim Carrey style Grinch.
Yes, I love that.
You know, makeup, the voice. I mean, the guys, the people that they have play the Grinch are so good. And it's just, it's funny. It's got great music. It's a great stage show. Highly recommend you check it out. It plays every hour on the half hour, starting I think early afternoon into the evening, so it's something you definitely want to check out. You're probably going to want to get there pretty early to make sure that you get a spot.
Yes.
In line. In fact, it was so funny when I went over to Universal for a little bit when I was at the IAPA convention.
Right.
Because I switched one night to stay at Aventura, and that's when I went and was able to catch this. And I got there probably 20 minutes before the show, and I was way back in line, almost like, man, I hope I make it in.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty big theater and all, but still. And the funniest part was, even though I had been texting back and forth with them, I was two rows directly behind our good friend Aaron. the cast member over at Disney. So it was cool after we got to catch up and all, but definitely recommend this one. Mm-hmm. We will make sure that we see it next year.
Yeah.
The fact that this runs through January 2nd, we might still get a chance to catch it if we are heading down that day, because I guess, why don't you share the news as far as annual passes at both of our favorite Orlando theme parks go, and what the decision for 2022 is, while I sit over here and try not to cry.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. It is very sad, but the girls have just really gotten over Disney, and they don't want to go to the parks anymore. A lot of times we'll go to the resort and they're like, can we just stay here?
Yeah.
But they do still like Universal. So.
Well, and another big thing is they do, each of them have a very good friend who has a Universal annual pass.
Well,
they've got no friends with Disney passes.
I was going to say that they still wanted a Universal pass. We were going to actually get a much lower tier for them, but I ended up saying, well, why don't you find out if you have any friends? And they did. And then that's when I went ahead and decided. So we went ahead and bought them the top tier for them for Universal, so they can go to all the parks, even the water park, anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
And but they cannot go to Disney parks.
Yeah. As of February 4th, for the first time in over 6 years, our children will not have Disney annual passes. And, you know,
we still will.
Yes. We're 100%. But I'm glad that they made that decision, because it's another one with our renewal coming up, and we're going to have to do it in January when we're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough decision to think, all right, if we're going to spend this money, you know, and then we were thinking of even getting them like maybe the Pirate Pass or something. It's like, we're still going to have to spend a lot of money. You know, how much are they going to take advantage of it? So there's part of it. It's weird. It's like part relief.
Yes.
But there's also a lot of sadness, because I can say when we were at Epcot last Friday, that we had a wonderful time with them. And and when they do end up in the parks, they do enjoy it. But you really have to kind of look at financially what is best. And to be honest, if we get halfway through 2022 and all of a sudden they're like, we kind of want to go back to Disney parks, then we'll have another conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and we are going to Disney next Christmas. We will be there the 23rd to the 26th of December.
Mm-hmm.
We are already talking about potentially, you know, we want to go to Magic Kingdom at least on Christmas Day, maybe do lunch or something. So it may be at that point that we just simply buy a day ticket. Or maybe that's when we go, you know what, if you're ready again, we'll go ahead and get passes or something. So, but yeah, that was sad to hear, but also I'm glad they made the decision, because otherwise we were going to have to.
Yes.
Because there's no way we were going to be able to renew them at the top level at the IncrediPass, which you and I have to have, basically. So thought I would throw that out there, but. That gave us an opportunity for them to check out some wonderful holiday stuff at Universal. Yes. Because if we had bought the lower tier passes, their blockout was going to start December 18th, the Saturday that we were there. Macy's Parade. It is the Universal's holiday parade featuring Macy's.
This was incredible. Yeah,
talk some about this, where our spot was. It's so awesome because it runs at 5:30, so the sun is just setting.
Yes.
And by the time it got around to us, it was dark.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. What did you think of this parade? This is the first parade that we have seen in over 2 years, you know, between Disney and Universal.
Well, first of all, I don't think I realized how much I miss parades until after watching this parade.
100%.
Oh, my goodness. So we were docked up or sat up or whatever the right word you would say outside of, I guess, Finnegan's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was so funny because we started talking to Lisa.
Yes.
And she was telling us, because I was like, hey, you know, even though we do a Universal podcast, like, and I gave her a card, I was like, but we're still new at this. So could you, you know, explain, is this a good spot we're at? You know, have y'all done this before? And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And she said, we're at the perfect spot, because she said, confetti's going to come out. And I was like, what? And she said, I don't know if she said snow, but she said confetti. And then she said, we're right in the perfect spot. And yeah. I was like, oh, awesome. So I was super excited. And boy, was she right. Mm-hmm. Like, we had such a phenomenal spot.
Yeah. What I love so much about this spot is that I think it gives an immersiveness of being in the perfect spot where you look to your left and it feels like New York City. And you look to your right and it still feels like New York City. Now mm-hmm. you can look out there at the lagoon, but it's, again, you're not in a spot where you're like, oh, look, there's Simpsons Land and, you know, and right. Harry Potter's right behind me, like right. London. And then, so I think that that stretch there, either out front of the Mummy mm-hmm. or right there outside of Finnegan's is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Even if you're outside, maybe in front of Fallon or down towards Shrek or the Minions ride, I think you feel more like you're still in a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost forgot at moments we were in a theme park. It was almost like we're in baby New York City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I thought that part was perfect. What did you think of the actual parade? The floats, the so much confetti.
Oh, that was so cool.
Snope.
Yep.
I mean,
all of it.
Dancers, music. It was so.
It was amazing.
Good.
It was so amazing. Like I mean, all the floats were so cool. It was neat how they had, like, you know, people talking and being like, you know, whatever. I guess if somebody was a number, you know, our run, you know, like, release one turn or whatever they say, for the. Because these are giant balloons.
I know.
Just
that's
like
the
at the Macy's Day Parade. Yeah. Like, it's yeah. real.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, it is full-blown, full-sized, like you just said, the Macy's yeah. Day Parade. You know, yeah. I kind of thought maybe it'd be like a shrunk-down version.
No, these are giant.
And what, again, what, because not only are we getting the parade.
Yep.
Right, which we love, with floats.
Yep.
But getting those balloons.
Yeah.
It was just... Oh, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was, it just, I don't know, this year, like we start November 1st, we start decorating for Christmas.
Yes, we
and
do.
Obviously the parks start. And I don't know, this year's been weird for me personally, as far as just feeling like Christmas goes.
Really?
And in that moment, I was like, this is Christmas. This mm-hmm. is basically just Christmas thrown up all over us, especially with that confetti.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know, at that moment I was like, we're here.
Yep.
It finally feels like Christmas.
And then Santa at the very end.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's a good Santa.
Very, very good. And just, yeah, again, you know, the dancers and the interaction and the, you know, the normalcy, I think we'll say, because last year, you know, and I almost forgot, they had all these floats, remember, in that show building.
Yeah.
And you just walked by and you kind of saw them and, yeah. and there was a chance to see Santa
yeah.
kind of from a distance.
Yep.
And just getting this again was so good. Cannot recommend enough. It is at 5:30
yes.
Every night until January 2nd. I don't know if there's
weather
any early
permitting.
Yeah, weather permitting, because I missed it a couple weeks ago. Yeah, get that spot there. And mm-hmm. You will not regret it.
Yeah,
because
I would
this
agree.
Thing is so good.
Yep.
If they're, and I don't know if they're closing early for any reason between now and January 2nd, but if they do, they do the parade at 5, because that's how we missed it Friday night.
Yep.
They were closing at 6 for an event, and I showed up right at 5:30, and all I saw was the butts of balloons, because I was on the backside and I could not get to the parade. So anyway, what about Diagon Alley Wizarding World? What do you think of the decor there? I mean, again,
oh, it's
talk
so-
about Christmas, like,
it's so beautiful. It always is.
Yeah.
Like, I love all the lit up stuff. And then, of course, you have the castle projection.
Oh.
That is really cool. And they literally had like a line where you could watch it and stuff mm-hmm. from there. That was really cool. And you are able to get hot butter beer if you would like. It was cool that night. I have not had that.
No, we've never done the hot butter beer. I'm not big on butter beer myself, just because I think it's just too sweet for me, actually. Like, I like a sip or two and that's it.
Yeah.
Hogsmeade, because, you know, even outside of the holiday season, Hogsmeade has that holiday feel because
yes.
of the snow,
yes.
you know, capped buildings.
I will say I oh. wish that it did snow, like, oh. throughout, oh. like, every, like, maybe
that'd be awesome.
15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Yep. But again, something highly, highly check out. You go through and you know, look at Diagon Alley, look at Hogsmeade, yeah, check out beautiful. The castle projections. There are opportunities to meet the Grinch. We did not do it this year,
but we did last year with Kat
and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was one of my favorite experiences.
Yeah, it was.
And what's great is, and be patient.
Yes.
Be very, very patient. You're probably going to wait a while, but he spends so much time with each and every guest. And it's hilarious. I mean, again, yeah. You're talking, you've got people that are playing the part of the Grinch that they've got to be, I'm sure they're improv experts,
because they
are so good and so quick
yep.
at their responses to the guests and everything. You can even go around Seuss Landing and you can spot some, you might spot some people that live in Whoville that are done up and all, which is very, very cool. So what do you think overall of the holidays at Universal? I mean, it's certainly different than Disney.
Oh, absolutely.
Disney feels more classic.
Yeah.
Would you say where this is more modern holiday, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah. Yeah. I'd attest and agree to that.
Yeah. One other thing, and we will let everyone get back to their Christmas celebrations.
Yeah.
Because if you are listening to this on Christmas Eve, first of all, we really appreciate you. Second, you must be trying to get away from your family or something for a little bit. But you should probably go back and attend to them. But I wanted to touch real quick on Bob Marley, A Tribute to Freedom at City Walk. We did not do any sort of like full meal here.
No.
Which is why we're not doing a full review.
Right.
But our very good friend, Carson, who you would know previously from Three Bridges, made a switch and left Three Bridges. And this was actually her first night at Bob Marley. So we had to go see her.
Yes, we did.
Made a reservation for 7:30. And this is A Taste of the Caribbean.
It is. And it's also, did you know that it is themed after Bob Marley's house?
Yes, Rhonda, I did know that.
Did you know it was open air?
So listen, you know how,
I'm listening.
You know how you can go some places, like I'm thinking like, Beer Garden, or you go to, the Paris resort, was it Bally's in Vegas? And there's indoor areas that are themed to look like they're outdoors, down to the ceiling being painted, things like that. I thought that's what we were at. And I'm swearing by, like, I think I was putting money down. I said
$1 million.
No, then I made it $5. So I do owe you $5.
I said a million. My mama taught me never to bet unless I know I'm going to win. And I knew I'd win.
But you didn't win because I don't have $1 million to give you, obviously.
Well, one day you will and you'll give it to me.
Okay. Yeah, that was completely open. Now, it wasn't open above us.
No, because
don't act
we
like
in...
I looked straight up and didn't realize we were outside. Like it was, there was a ceiling above our heads.
Yeah, because we were
but in the distance.
I guess a part of the maybe a bedroom. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It was really cool to hear that it was,
like themed after his home. That is very cool. It's a wonderful Caribbean inspired restaurant. I'm seriously, yep. I'm staring over at it, going, "There's no way that that's outdoors." Like I've never been so sure of something in my life.
And you were wrong.
And then Carson was back around, and Precious, who was our waitress,
yeah,
who
was awesome.
Absolutely Precious. I'm like, that's not outdoors, is it? And they're both like, yeah, it is. And I was like, what? I thought it was the best theming in the world. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's open air. What did we get there? Because, I mean, we weren't sitting down to have a full meal. We really went to see Carson.
Yeah, and I was like, well, we're a little hungry. So we got, I love sweet plantains, and oh my goodness, I mean, they were done 100% right. Fantastic.
Done to perfection.
$4.95, of course it's gluten-free and vegetarian. And then we did a tour of Island Flavors, so it was featuring a veggie and beef patties, jerk wings, and yuca fries. Oh, and sorry, that was called the Taste of Jamaica for $15.95.
Yuca fries.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, you said fries.
I said yuca.
Okay. Well, you can go on.
Okay.
And let us know what you thought of each item.
They were good. They were, I like yuca fries. They were fine. They weren't bad. They weren't like, oh, these are the best I've ever had.
Yeah. But I remember I've tried making them at home and failed miserably every time.
So yeah, so they were good. Yes. But jerk wings, I didn't have that. That would be you.
Yeah, I can talk about that. But let me, what did you think of the veggie and beef patties?
They were good. They were huge.
Yeah.
I felt like.
Two giant patties.
Yeah. Very, very good. I really enjoyed that. And I got a side of rice.
Yes. Yes,
and
you did.
And it was very, just really good.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I would like to go back for full meals.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a wonderful, wonderful menu. Again, you're going to get all these different Caribbean style flavors. So we will be back, not only because we're interested to try it, but also because we want to see Carson again.
Absolutely.
But you can get things like, of course, jerk chicken, stuffed peppers. They've got the vegetable patties, the full beef patties, char-grilled chicken, oxtail stew.
Mm.
Would really, really like to go. And try that.
Curry shrimp,
stewed saltfish, grilled mahi, you know, all these great Caribbean flavors. Like you said, yuca fries were good.
Yeah.
I think when they're done right, they're just good. It's a little bit of a different flavor than your regular fry. The jerk wings had wonderful, wonderful flavor.
Good.
They were kind of small, and I don't like really big wings.
Okay.
But these were almost a little bit small and a little bit where extra crispy, so that the actual meat inside was just almost like a little too done, maybe, in a sense. I mean, obviously, they got to be cooked properly.
Yeah. Chicken, oh, yeah. But
I thought the veggie and beef patties were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they were big. They were filled.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I feel like you can get something like these veggie and or these beef style patties, and it ends up being way too much of the bread or the dough. The pastry. This was a perfect balance.
Yep.
And like the ground beef was just ground perfectly. It had a ton of flavor. Mm-hmm. Tastes very Jamaican, very Caribbean.
Yep.
I would go back because they do have, again, like I said, a full beef patty meal. I could see getting that.
Yeah.
So we Absolutely. Will be back here for sure. And maybe we can ask if we can sit outside.
Okay.
So that's going to be it for us today, I think, unless there's anything else you wanted to add. This is kind of a quick one, but again, I know people are busy, but we did not want to take the day off.
No.
Now, if we actually recorded on Christmas Eve and put it right out, I don't know. Maybe we would have waited, but it's Wednesday, so I thought, hey, we're not taking a day off. Let's get them their two episodes this week.
That's right.
We'll get you two episodes next week, which will include our review of the Crystal Palace lunch, our first time ever. And then next Friday on New Year's Eve, we will talk all about our 2021, some of our favorite things, and then we'll look ahead to 2022.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you have not already to get those brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as long as you're out there subscribing, we would love if you would leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon. And, Rhonda, when does the holiday... Oh, my God. I can't get this right today. And Rhonda, what is the I can't get my words together. I don't know. And Rhonda, when do the holidays run at I still can't. When is the holiday? How about when is the holiday what are the dates the holiday celebration runs at Universal? Does that work?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I am. All right, hold on.
Why do you call them giggles? Why you're a man?
What else would you call them?
You giggle?
Yeah. Because it's not like full out laughter. It's kind of like that. So it's like, that's like a giggle. It's not a full out laugh. Like if you're watching a Christmas Vacation or something.
Very strange.
All right. And Rhonda, when is the holiday celebration? When does the holiday celebration run? What am I saying? What are the dates of the holiday celebration? Okay.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.